Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We got the hiring and firing cycle going around. The Detroit Lions will officially have two new coordinators that they need to hire, as Aaron Glenn has accepted the New York Jets head coaching job today. This on the heels of Ben Johnson Monday taking the Chicago Bears head coaching role. So both coordinators are out. And that ain't even the worst of it for Detroit.
No, they've also lost additional personnel.
Yeah, their defensive line coach is is being hired away.
Where to? Perhaps Dusty?
Oh, the New England Patriots.
Oh.
Yeah, to be the defensive coordinator under Mike Vrabel.
Why? Because he may or may not have worked with Vrabel for 5 years?
Yep. And this goes back to, like, I hope it wasn't just that magic of having the right staff with the right personnel and things clicking. I hope that they can continue in Detroit to be as good as they have been.
That Alabama staff where you looked at the staff and you went, oh, good God.
It's really hard to do, man. It's really hard to keep it rolling. And that's going to be the task that Dan Campbell has in front of him. And look, there also is like this awareness that Ben Johnson, he could have left last year. He was the hottest name on the cycle last year. And he was like, nope, I'm going to come back. I'm going to do it. We want to make one final run at it. This year wasn't the year. And now you've got to start moving forward and looking at, all right, how does Detroit and Dan Campbell put a staff together that can maximize the talent around him? Because that's hard to do when you don't have the quarterback.
Yeah, not only that, you look at, you know, now that Glenn and Johnson are both officially gone, because you don't know, because Ben Johnson, like last year, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at this point last year, we all thought Ben Johnson was gone.
Yeah.
Like, we thought that there was a strong chance that he was either Chicago or Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of those happened. And then he ends up back in the fold with Detroit. Now you're this far into the hiring cycle, and who do you go get?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could probably get Aaron Glenn again in a couple of years because it's the Jets.
It's true, but he did just sign a literal 5-year deal with the Jets.
Still fire him.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I mean, good financial security for him. The offset for the Lions when he comes back is great.
It's going to be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay him anything.
I'm happy for Aaron Glenn, man. He was a first-round pick of the Jets. He gets to go back there, and look, it's an uphill climb. I don't know what New York is doing. They continue to make defensive coach hires. I mean, you were talking about this yesterday with Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've at least dabbled in the offensive coaches every now and then. But, I mean, that seems to be the Jets' identity, too, is we're going to go get a really good defensive coach. And, I don't know, we're just going to let our offense blow in the wind.
Yeah, and I get it. Aaron Glenn takes this job because, one, he's familiar with the organization, but two, if as a defensive guy, you want some pieces to work with.
You got pieces.
Do they have pieces to work with? Yes.
They got the pieces.
Because they've got a stud on the defensive line, they've got a stud pass rusher, and they've got arguably the best corner in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, at all three levels, it's not like you've got, like, some stuff. Like, no, you have premium players at all three levels.
Yeah. Speaking of the Jets and defensive coaches, since the end of the 2000 season, and including now Aaron Glenn, six of their seven head coaching hires have been first-time head coaches with defensive backgrounds. Herm Edwards, Eric Mangini, Rex Ryan, Todd Bowles, Robert Saleh, and now Aaron Glenn. Good and call. The lone exception was Adam Gase.
He worked out really well, though. I wouldn't go back to an offensive coach after Adam Gase. So it makes sense.
Yeah. We tried it once. It was so bad. We're never going there again.
Oh, come on, Nathaniel Hackett was right there.
Like, no, we're not doing that again. We're not going to go down that road. For the Jets, they do have pieces on defense. Look, I don't know. Aaron Glenn, does this mean Aaron Rodgers is coming back? Is that what he's going to be like? Hey, Aaron, my name's Aaron, too. Maybe you won't hate me and turn on me immediately. I don't think that will work. The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. They've got to figure out that quarterback spot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for them, it's like they can't really dip into the retread well even, because what are you going to do?
Bring Sam Darnold back?
Think of the guys that are out there. It's either Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones. New Yorkers will not like either one of those guys.
No. Especially after the seeing ghosts from Darnold at the end of the season. They're like, no. You're not bringing him back to the haunted house.
Yeah, you're not going to.
No.
Scooby is not going back in that home.
Ruh-roh.
So, Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Good hire.
Get the bag.
Golf clap.
No. Like, I think they did the right thing.
They got
the best possible coach available, I think.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well,
for them.
See, the guy that I really love, but you're never going to bring him in because of the Aaron Rodgers situation that you have and no quarterback. I like Liam Cohen. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator. And we talked about this for a while now.
Yeah.
Well, since they fired Doug Peterson, is that there is something with the Jacksonville Jaguars organization that they may say the right things. They may even do the right things.
Or even attempt to do the right things.
But it doesn't work out. Yeah. And it's like always, it seems like maybe their order of operations is all out of whack. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, what is going on there? Then we had Shad Khan in a group Zoom interview say that, asked by a reporter, what would it take to move on from your GM? And he said, well, a new coach, could convince me that we do need a new GM. But, he'd have to say all the right things. His GM, Trent Baalke, was on the Zoom call with him.
Mm-hmm. And the look of like, oh, crap, that washed over his face.
Well, this morning we find out Liam Cohen, who was the odds-on favorite to land that Jags head coaching job, turned it down to return to Tampa as an offensive coordinator. Now, Todd Bowles apparently went to ownership of the Buccaneers and made a compelling case that, hey, we lost Dave Canales last year. We can't lose Liam Cohen this year. He's bright. He's young. He's a really good play caller. And by all accounts, the Bucs ponied up substantial money to keep Liam Cohen as the OC.
Which, if you're motivated to, do it.
Well.
And good shouts to Liam Cohen for having the leverage because of another organization.
Well, the Jags also fired Trent Baalke within hours of that report of Liam Cohen turning down the Jags job.
Yeah.
They finally fired their GM. That is where it goes back to the order of operations are out of whack with this Jags team. Like, they say functional things. Oftentimes they do the right thing. Like, this was the right move, right? You did it all out of whack, though.
Yeah.
And this is where they keep running into the brick wall.
It's not running over the spike strip. It's stepping on the rake. It's like, it's painful, and it should deter you, but it doesn't. This is the statement from Shad Khan that was given to Adam Schefter. Following several discussions with Trent Baalke this week, we both arrived at the conclusion it is in our mutual best interest to respectfully separate, effective immediately.
Yikes.
Trent leaves us with my deepest appreciation for his efforts over the past five seasons. They nominate the interim GM, and then he goes on with the normal, I am deeply committed to building a winner here in Jacksonville and look forward to inducing a new head coach. We'll make that happen for our players and fans alike, which seems kind of interesting. It's like, hire the GM first, which I'm glad the Raiders did.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There's also...
Well, see, the thing is, it's not even just driving over the spikes. It's driving over the spikes and then going, oh, wait, what was that? I better back up and go check again.
Yeah.
And then, oh, yep, that was spikes. Let me go forward again.
And then you drive a mile down the road and go, do we have a flat tire? Is this thing flat?
I thought you said these are run flats. Yeah, well, yeah, they last a little while, but who knew? Yeah.
There is also kind of this buzz going around with Liam Cohen, too. That he may have not wanted to be a head coach anyways, and this may have just been
a way to make some money,
him to get a bump, because he's actually going around this in a really smart way, in that Liam Cohen is, he hasn't been an offensive coordinator long. He's only been 1 year as an OC, okay, because Dave Canales was the OC last year. He went up to Carolina as a head coach. He is only 39 years old, which is still in coaching circles young, even though he's not like Sean McVay, wunderkind. He is still a young coach in the NFL. He said that he wants to grow his coaching circle because he came from the college ranks and he doesn't have like the NFL background that a lot of these guys who are 39 and become head coaches mm-hmm. have. He was at Kentucky prior to going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Prior to that, he was with the Rams for just 2 years. Then he went to Kentucky, and now he's with the Bucs. Like, he doesn't have, like, if he were to say, all right, Danny, you're hired. Mm-hmm. Who are you hiring? He's like, well, don't really have those connections yet because didn't see this coming.
Well, not only that, I think we've started to see this pattern emerge from younger OCs. Well, I mean, it's younger coordinators in general. They're getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just latching onto the new best thing, the working your way up the corporate ladder in the NFL, they're looking at what you're talking about, like having those connections and being able to build a staff and the right situation and the right opportunity and the right general manager and the right owner and the right tools. Like, things are starting to matter to people.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, this isn't something where it's like, I must be a head coach. And it's like, yeah, that's how you get the Josh McDaniels of the world. That's how you get the, the Broncos head coach.
Also Josh Hackett. McDaniels.
Well, you know, Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah. When we saw game one, this dude is no business being a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
None. Yeah. And it was like, it's, I wonder if is seeing some of these coaches fail so miserably as head coaches over the last couple of years has trickled down to some of these assistants and these coordinators.
Yeah, awareness.
And being like, grass ain't always greener, man.
Well, I think overall in coaching, you're seeing that. I've been saying this for years, that this was coming down the pipeline. We saw Chip Kelly give up a head coaching job to go and be an offensive coordinator. Halfley, the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, he was the head coach at Boston College just a year ago. So, I mean, you do see this in the college ranks. In the NFL, I think that you see it quite often. And look, everybody criticizes, you know, Mike Tomlin for not having this coaching tree. You know what Mike Tomlin has? Is he has a bunch of guys who, it's not about a coaching tree. It's about awareness and being great at where you're at and being a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator. Sometimes that's what you need, right? Is just to have those guys on staff who are rank and file guys, not trying to go and be something more. And you're going to see a little bit more of that across the all levels of football. You don't have to be the head coach.
Whether you want to
buy
in a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.